Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's right. We are back with a vengeance. We are back to drive people crazy. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the tired one of them all. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone lines, I have the one, the only, the hot man himself.
It is I, Sean Black, in the building once again, straight from the cesspools of sin. Just kidding.
Okay.
Who else is with us today on this glorious one-hour radio program?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good evening.
Welcome
How
back.
Are you?
I have to say it like Vincent Price. Good evening.
Oh.
And who is this, my friend?
Oh, it's Anitra B. How are you?
You almost forgot your own name.
I really did. I'm truly losing it.
You know what? I will leave that one alone.
Rod,
no
do
joke
not comment.
Yet. Okay. All right, guys. You know the number to call if you have thoughts, questions, or comments, or want to wake up Anitra B. The number is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And you know what? I am exhausted too. But still, are you guys ready to piss some people off the best way we can?
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. Oh,
apparently, Sean Black has he has too much coffee already. Apparently.
Way too much
okay.
Ice tea.
All righty then. Apparently, it's been a very slow news week, guys, last week, because there's not much to talk about. But here's a list of things that somewhat happened last week. It was a shooting in a baseball field in Virginia by a psychopath. Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial ended in a mistrial. There was a judge that found a woman named Michelle Carter guilty of manslaughter in a Texan suicide case. A Minnesota officer found not guilty in the killer on a Facebook Live for Lando Castle. Of course, that was led to protests and outrage as usual. And the biggest news of the week, something and it should be Sean Black and I care about so much, and we have to talk about it at the end of the show if there's time, that, excuse me, I'm about to cry, that Beyonce and Jay-Z had their baby twins yesterday on Father's Day.
Aww.
Biggest news of the week. Oh,
aww.
My gosh.
I did have a question for the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
There was this thing in the paper today that certain people, I guess, are requesting to add colors to the gay flag because, you know, it's Pride Month and the parade's next, I think it's next weekend.
Yes, it is next weekend. Yes, in New York, yes.
Okay.
Does it offend, I mean, to me, this is mind-boggling. Why? Okay, you know the flag is to be very bright and vibrant and out there, right? Both of you know that, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does it offend you that somebody, I don't know who, because like I said, I skimmed the article, wanted to add black and brown colors to the flag, and because it was denied, they're trying to make it into a racial thing?
I have a problem with that.
I have a problem with that.
Why?
And what is your,
black and brown are not vibrant colors.
No, the reason why I have a problem with this, because people have nothing better to do. They come up with a stupid logic. It's like, okay, black, brown, like really? But
people are actually making a big deal out of this. This is like, never seen anything more ridiculous in my life.
No. I'm happy you brought that up, because it's a show, once again, it gives us something to talk about, because no matter what people say, no matter what people do, and Sean and I talked about this earlier about the officer case, everything has to do with race and color, because we live in a society today, that everybody has to find something wrong with something.
Yeah.
You know,
and
like
here's the thing. I don't think I have ever heard in all of the years that the gay pride flag has been around that there isn't anybody to represent African American or anybody of darker skin color being represented within the flag or within that community. I have never heard that as a complaint. Now, if it was added to the flag as some sort of a suggestion, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But I never thought it was some sort of a big deal that somebody was making noise and making it something that needed to be brought out. I didn't know it was an issue.
People are actually saying that this is a race. Like, it's mind-boggling to me. I'm like, to me, I mean, honestly, when I look at the colors, like the crayon, the colors, they're not vibrant colors. The point of the flag is it to be happy and vibrant and out there.
No, the point of the rainbow is to be bright. And, you know,
yes,
to shine some light into people's lives.
Yes, exactly.
But
people are actually trying to make this into a race thing, which, I'm sorry, I think it's ridiculous.
And even
more so.
But at the same time,
Nisha, why not?
Why not?
What?
Why not? Why add controversy? Why add make people talk about it? Why not add a brown color or black? You know, if they know they could get away with it and people won't fight for it, why not?
Same reason why isn't the color gray isn't in there, because it's not a vibrant color.
I guess the next thing is going to be Tuscany taupe. That'll be the next color that somebody wants
it's
to
like,
bring
it's
in.
I was dumbfounded. I could not believe that there were people actually making a big deal out of this. I was like, wow.
To some defense, if they really feel that way, that's what I mean. Like, why not? You know?
Yeah.
But why? Don't make a big deal out of it. I understand what you mean. Like, you think it's being blown out of proportion, but if some people are into it and they like that idea, and they want to propose that idea, I respect that.
Yeah.
But you know, to make a of course, I guess what Anisha is trying to say is being blown out of proportion, especially on social media, because God forbid, you know, social media do not blow something up.
Of course.
Intentionally.
And like I said before, I never heard, this is the first that I'm hearing of this. If this was a really big problem within the LGBT community that they didn't think there were enough colors within the flag to represent, and besides, with all of the colors that are already in the flag, I thought that the idea behind those colors was that all of those colors represents everybody anyway. So
that's the point of it, but apparently people are bored and don't really understand the meaning of that flag.
So the color red means who knows, but the color blue means I don't know. The color yellow means Asian. You know, I'm just saying, you know.
I just thought it was interesting that some, you know, that people are just making a big deal, and I guarantee that they don't even, if you ask them what the flag really means and what the colors are there for, they would have no idea.
Yeah. Well, like Max always said on our show that the problem with most people today, or overall general, that people are not really fully educated. Like, we all jump to conclusions and everything.
Yeah.
I can speak for most of us. We don't know too much about the rainbow colors and everything. We have nothing against it, but we don't know too much about it. We could do our own research, but we know to do research, to Google everything. Research now is very easier compared to back then when we had to go to the library, go to the encyclopedia, make
a copy.
What's
that? Reading? Physical?
I don't know.
What's that?
A friend of mine is part of the committee that puts together the Pride Parade every year in the village. So she sent me the link, and I was just dying when I read it. I'm like, I cannot. But she's like, you will not believe what crap is going on today. I'm like, wow. Now, mind you, she's African-American, herself. So this is not like a white woman or an Asian or Latina telling me, you know, this is an African-American woman who happens to be a lesbian sharing this with me, saying, yeah, this is what's going on today.
Yeah,
the
LGBT community, especially what the flag represents, is all inclusionary. So I don't think there's an issue with anything like that.
I just thought it was like, wow, okay, people are nitpicking. They're bored.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a good segue to our first main topic, I should say, about an uncivil war that's happened in the United States, because ever since Sean Black, favorite president, has took office, it's been nothing but chaos left and right, and protests, and God knows what the hell's going on. We have so much stories, and this is only like what, 6 months since he took office.
Yes.
So happy. So wasn't that happy? I need to put that story up because of a shooting that happened on a baseball field last Monday, and of course, Sean, keep it short and brief the best way you can, and tell the world what happened last Monday.
Okay. Last Monday, there was a practice on the baseball field for the annual Republican versus Democrat softball game or baseball game that they have. And apparently, and I'm going to say this was somebody that is, for the most part, you would consider a homegrown terrorist, somebody that would be looked at as a terror in the definition of terrorist as we talk about it. His name is John Hodgkinson. Got onto the field with an automatic rifle and basically started to take aim at whoever was on the field and was presumably aiming to shoot as many Republican senators that were in the game as humanly possible. And he shot, I believe, five people were injured. One was Senator Steve Scalise, who was critically injured. He was shot in the hip, went through his pelvis, injured some internal organs. And the police that were there on site actually shot and killed the assailant. But see, here's the thing. A lot of people looked at this and wondered, well, we've been hearing so much about these quote-unquote right-wing crazy people that are always against government, and they're the ones that have guns, et cetera, et cetera. This is the first time that I can remember that we have somebody from the left wing, the left side of the political scale, coming in with all of these kinds of guns and terrorism, et cetera, and going through what he did and the reasoning why he did it. I believe he was on a Facebook page and at the Facebook chat room, and he was against all of the, he says Trump and his and the Republican Party are basically destroying America, and he can't trust the government now, and he had guns. But even more importantly behind this is the fact that he not only, I believe, abused his wife, but he also abused his daughter as well. So this guy was really not too tightly screwed on, as they
say. Okay, Sean, let's tell the truth. He was just another crazy white man. That's
exactly.
It.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. And the problem is everybody was looking for some sort of justification as to why this guy did it. And let's be honest, as I would call somebody who was on the right side of the political scale that did something like this, I'm going to say it to the person that's on the left side. He was a crazy person that had some sort of an agenda of violent nature and went out and tried to kill people. And in this sense, is in the words that a lot of people would say, he's, in the definition, a homegrown terrorist. The premise behind that is to create terror by trying to murder people. And in this sense, the police got to him and took him out before he could do anything else.
But my thing that I like the most is the person that was targeted and one of them that got hit the most was a senator, a Republican senator. And what's his name again, Sean?
Steve Scalise. Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
This is where, ladies and gentlemen, the story gets a little bit more crazier. Mm-hmm. This Republican is basically an a-hole. Sean, can you explain a little bit more about that? And something about the officer, too.
Okay. Senator Steve Scalise, who was, as I said, he was shot in the hip. He was probably the most critically injured of all the people that were shot. He is referenced to a lot of people of being a very, very evil person in the eyes of many that champion LGBT rights. He is one, he keeps company with racists, which has been reported, but buried in the news somewhere. He had actually apologized for speaking at an international conference of white supremacists. And he referred to himself as, quote, David Duke without the baggage. For those that don't remember who David Duke is, he was a former head Klansman of the KKK. As a matter of fact, David Duke actually praised him for, quote, defending white civil rights. He also crafted a ban in Louisiana on same-sex marriage by basically saying he's only trying to, quote, protect traditional marriage. Here's where it gets funny. The police officer that saved his life, her name was Crystal Griner. She was a Capitol police officer and one of the two special agents on Scalise's security detail that basically was there to protect him being a senator. And here's the ironic part. She saved his life. She is a lesbian. As a matter of fact, went
she
to the
is,
hospital.
She is a black lesbian.
An African-American lesbian who is a
Thank
cop
you.
Who saved the senator's life. The same senator who, when he was in office doing what he was doing, was crafting a lot of bills to keep people like the person that saved his life away from having certain rights. And you know who else showed up there? Crystal Griner's wife, Tiffany, who was there holding her hand at the press conference to see how she was doing. Think about it.
All right, so Nisha B, since you brought up the gay lesbian earlier, do you think there was karma on the senator?
Yes, of course I do. Shh. Stop me, Howard. Sorry, guys. Charlie wants attention.
Okay. Well, I'm like, okay, do you feel sorry for the senator? I'm like, huh? What? I know you believe in karma, but do you feel sorry or like, you know what? What goes around comes around type of thing.
I don't believe what the going after him was the right thing to do. You know, I commend the officer for protecting him. You know, she went up, like I always say, people forget police officers are human. This woman probably numbed all her feelings to protect this man, and it's commendable. But no, I don't think it was right to go after him.
But,
that's not the way to solve things.
Sure, but this guy, of course, despite his mental illness to a certain degree because he was crazy, but I don't think he had mental illness. Apparently, he had a chance to go after Republicans. And before I get into about him, quick story, when I was going to work in the train station, a lady, a black, you know, cute African lady came up to me. Excuse me, sir, are you a Democrat or a Republican? I told her I'm not going to answer that question because I don't want to get shot. Thank you so much and have a nice day.
This is where we've gotten to.
And she gave me like OMG look, like, are you freaking kidding me? And I walked away because that's what happened. The crazy guy went to the people, are you Republican or Democrat? And when someone come up to you now, how can you answer a question like that? Afraid. What, number one, why are you asking me this? And number two, what are you going to do to me?
Yeah. There was a time when it was supposedly rude to actually walk up to somebody and ask them what their political affiliation was. Now everybody is wearing it on their chest, like, oh, yes, I'm a proud Democrat, I'm a proud Republican, I'm an independent. Now it could get you killed at some point somewhere. I mean, what has happened in the society today?
I don't know. People are going into the political closet.
But at the same time, guys, can you blame of people going haywire? Like, for example, there was a Central Park, there was a play of Shakespeare, Caesar's or some type of play. And you got people doing protests against Donald Trump in a play. And, you know, and people got arrested for it. And so you have this old man going crazy who cannot take the Trump and the Republicans anymore. So he went ball war. And what happened last night in London?
Stupid.
It's not stupid, but at the same time, you see people cannot take it anymore. So they're just going haywire right now. Can you blame the people to a certain degree of going crazy? Think about that for a second.
I don't think it's necessarily people going crazy. I think what has happened is the political backgrounds have shifted so much. We've had 8 years of President Obama. For the most part, he was shoveled on and dumped on by a lot of people. The majority of the reasoning was because of his race. And he had to deal with that backlash and all the other stuff to try to make sure that the country moved forward. He did as good a job as he could based on the handicap that he had. We fast forward
Sean,
now.
A lot of people disagree with you about that, because a lot of people say Obama did not do anything. I'm not arguing against you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how what I'm trying to say is, yes, Obama did what he did. And we didn't have this so much controversy in 8 years. And within 6 months, you have someone, in 6 months, a guy who cannot take the pockets anymore, taking life in his own hands.
Yes.
And we are worrying about outside terrorists. We worry about travel ban. We worry about Muslims. We worry about black people. We worry about cop killers. Here, our own people trying to kill our own people.
Yes. And a lot of that has to do with the current administration trying to erase whatever legacy that President Obama actually put in his 8 years. Now we fast forward, as I said before, we fast forward to today. And you think of all of the political blunders, all of the things that are going on with the White House as far as not even talking about the collusion with Russia and the political hacking, the votes, and all of the other stuff. I'll give you another perfect example. We have the head of housing appointed by the administration. I believe her name is, I forgot, her name escapes me. But she's an African-American woman who is right now the head of the New York, New Jersey housing department now. She has no experience running housing. You want to know how she got the job? She was the wedding planner of Eric Trump. When he was getting married, she planned out his wedding. She also was the vice president of Eric Trump's foundation, the same foundation that is actually being looked at in this scandal that was going on with funneling money from a cancer, I believe it was $1 million, from cancer research back into Donald Trump's golf courses. So the people that are being appointed that are supposed to be in areas that are going to help society and help the country at large are being run by bumpkins and idiots that nobody has any experience running. It's one thing if you're not an experienced person. That's one thing. Concede to that. And then say, look, I'm not as experienced. I do have people that are advising me that have much more experience than me that will help me get things done. But it's another thing to do that and then have someone that has no experience at all and is just given the job as a favor because they know somebody or is a friend of somebody. And that job has the potential to affect thousands and thousands of lives. That's the wrong part about this.
Anisha, is that wrong? I'm like, are you surprised by something like that?
No, I'm not surprised because he's putting yes men in these positions that will do what he wants. I saw that coming. I'm not surprised.
Oh.
Why not put Y in his? You guys look at it from his standpoint. Is it wrong? 100%. But he's putting someone in that position who won't say no to him.
Well, he's doing what's best for business, and that's the way he runs his business.
Exactly.
So.
That's exactly what he's doing. I'm not surprised. That decision to put her in that chair, because I saw that on the news, I'm not shocked. Not at all.
And, Sean, talk about the attack that happened in London. A crazy guy ran into his van, into a mosque, ran into the people. Do you see, because, there have been recent attacks in London by Muslims, non-Muslims, by ISIS and terrorist attacks. Do you see a common trend that's going on between the shooting in Virginia and the London attack yesterday?
The common
trend
that
do you see people saying, enough with the politics, and they're not going to do anything, I'm going to take matters into my own hands.
What I think has happened is I think that a lot of people that already had and then their minds made up into a particular agenda now feel more emboldened to do so because of what's going on worldwide. When you are in another country, in Europe, England, New Zealand, wherever, and you see the president of the United States, who is supposed to have the most power in the free world, says the homophobic things that he said and xenophobic comments, downgrades women and talks to them misogynistically, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When you see that and then see the policy that, he is inputting is clashing with other people that can that need the help, and then you start seeing this actually being used as a recruitment tool for people that are against that agenda, you're going to see more and more things like that. And think about this. Just in the last, say, since March, there have been three or four different instances just in London itself. And they're going through their Brexit phase where they're trying to actually leave the European Union. So on top of trying to pull away from the European Union, now they're dealing with terrorist attacks seemingly every other week or every month. And the London attack that you brought up, with they actually identified the guy. It's a white guy named Darren Osborne. He's 47 years old. Took his van right into a bunch of people on the sidewalk, mowed down a lot of people. And this was at a London mosque in Finsbury Park in London. The ironic part about this is that the imam, who is, I believe, the head or the highest cleric in the mosque, was actually there to protect the driver that ran people down from the police. So there seems to be a little bit of, I don't know if you want to call it karma or just a peaceful way to try to stop things from getting worse. But these kinds of things have been happening at an alarming rate.
Okay, we got K-Dog, another terrorist in the house. K-Dog, what do you have to say?
Well, all I got to say is this, is that, hey, before I start, hey, what's up, everybody? How you doing?
Okay.
With all the craziness that has been going on in the past 6 months since this guy's been in office, it's been absolutely crazy. You see, what I'm learning about what John Hodgkinson did was that his gripe was against the Trump administration, and it was against the Republicans. He had a vendetta to settle. Like, you know, on his Facebook page, this is where social media plays a role in it, when he said that Trump is bringing down the country. And he even went before he shot up the place, even as he said, is this the Republican, is this where the Republicans are going to meet up to play baseball? So all of a sudden, shots were fired, and Scalise got hurt. The bottom line is this, is that when it comes to what happened, I'm not condoning it, but all I got to say is that these things are bound to happen, especially with what's going on. The climate of this country has been an uproar.
So you basically say that you understand what's happening. You could see why it's happening, because people are fed up.
It's just pure frustration. People are getting upset. And you know what? It's not just the left. You know, people are quick to make this turn it into a political race, because from what I heard in the news today was that the Republican race in Georgia, they're trying to bring this up. They're trying to make it seem like, oh, that the left wing is going crazy. But meanwhile, there have been incidents. There have been many incidents where the right wing were involved, such as attacks on Muslims. Like, nobody really brings up what happened in Seattle with those two Muslim girls who were attacked by a white supremacist, in which he killed two people coming to their defense. That's been swept under the rug.
Oh, Kendall, you just remind me a question that I need to ask Anitra, because, you know, she loved the fake news. What's the shooter name again, the Seattle shooter?
John Hodgkinson.
Okay, John Hodgkinson is a crazy white man, right?
Yeah. Right.
What happened if John, the same attention, the same format, was a Muslim guy? What happened if he was a black guy or an Asian guy?
How would the media act? They would have called him an animal. They would have said that he was a murderer. They would have dunked up everything to try to find out if he had a criminal record or not. he would have been persecuted by the media. He would have been ripped to shreds.
Anitra?
No, I know the story he's talking about. I don't know why the media does and doesn't cover certain things the way that, I mean, I don't have an answer for that. I heard about the story. It was on the news. I happen to think that because of the stuff that's going on in Europe took precedence and priority, which is why the media probably put more coverage to what's going on in London to what was going on in Seattle.
Right.
That's what I think happened. I think that the two things happened approximately around the same time, and because of the fact that what happened in London was bigger considering the amount of people that were hurt, I think the media just went left instead of right.
And Sean?
So I don't know if it's because of he happens to be white or yellow or we don't know. You're assuming.
Yeah.
I'm assuming. No, we speak the fact here. It's guaranteed.
Yeah, I understand that, but you have to understand what's going on now is that that story came out around the same time as what's going on in London. And, you know, the stories in London are going to take precedence because of what's going on there right now. That's just common sense.
And plus, that's an international story as opposed to something
exactly.
that happened locally. But the problem
exactly.
is, and we've said this before, and we know that the news media, they seem to have incentives on which stories to prioritize based on it. Now, I'm pretty sure locally, that was probably the first story that they talked about in Seattle. The Seattle instance, that's something that was all over the news in Seattle and probably in the entire state. It's probably something that was to be looked at.
So
now,
it was. My sister, who lives out on the West Coast, is the one that forwarded me that article. She said it was all over the news on the West Coast.
Yeah, and the thing is that a lot of people don't realize that these kinds of things are starting to happen more and more. There was, like you said, you hear about these stories pop up so often now, and it's really starting to get hard to stomach because now, as I've stated before, that Muslims have almost become, in the eyes of a lot of radicalized people that are looking for an excuse to take out Muslims or to throw their anger at Muslims, Muslims have become the new N-word. And that is the way a lot of Americans have been treating Muslims since 9/11. It's become more and more vocal now over the last few years. And we're starting to go from the verbal stuff to what you would see somebody writing something on somebody's house, a racist slur. So now we're starting
more
to
physical.
See physical things happen.
All right, hold on, guys. I got to go to the next topic because we have 25 minutes left. You got to talk about Mr. Pudding himself, Bill Cosby, and the trial of the year. After 52 hours, ladies and gentlemen, the jury could not come up with a verdict. And ended up in a mistrial. Anitra, are you surprised about the Bill Cosby trial becoming a mistrial? And are you happy or still sad or you just don't care about Bill Cosby anymore?
A, I don't care. B,
we knew that was coming.
I'm sorry. I knew that was going to happen. This is a man that those jurors. There was no physical evidence. The complaining, it happened so long ago, it was his word against hers. The people, no one is going to be able to really see the man he really is. If he did do this, just allegedly, you know, like we don't know, we weren't there. People are going to want to see his character on TV. That's not who he is, and a lot of people can't see beyond that. So I'm not surprised that they couldn't come up with a verdict.
Okay.
You know, what he is.
Sure. Well, okay. This is a serious question. As a woman, not as your, I know your personal life, man. I know what you're going to say personally, but as a woman, Camille, his wife, has been defending him and been on his side the longest, and she took a lot of heat to be by this man who, quote unquote, lie, cheated, drugged, or raped a woman. how as a woman, do you give her credit for standing by her man, knowing all these allegations going out after all these years, or you just think that she's just staying there for the money or whatever? As a woman, not as your personal feeling, but as
okay.
a woman, do you see her give her? Do you give her credit for what she's doing right now?
It takes a very strong person to deal with that. You have to also realize that this is probably the only man she knows. They've been married for forever. And then we don't even know exactly. So that's half a person, that's more than half a person's life. So due to the fact that, like I said, he's probably all she knows, she's probably petrified of life without him. So in a lot of instances like that, women tend to not want to see.
They choose to
see through there with their heart rather than with their brain, which there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but a lot of people, she getting a lot of backlash from people outside that don't know the situation.
A lot of people are not walking in her shoes. They don't live her life. I try at least not to put that kind of judgment on other people because I don't live in that house. And
yeah.
at the end of the day, we really don't know who this man really is.
You know what? For once in a long time, I agree with you on that statement.
We really don't know. K-Dog.
Yeah.
Do you believe that can he get his legacy back, or it's over for Bill Cosby?
Well, it's going to take a while for Bill Cosby to get his legacy back, and I'm going to tell you why. With all the allegations that are coming up against him, it's so much that, you know, it's so much controversy that's going on now with Bill Cosby. He will be able to get his legacy back, but it's not going to be, like, quick. You understand? It's not going to be, like, super quick, like, oh, my goodness, wow, he could get his legacy back. So it's just been totally, how could I say this, in a difficult way. It's just going to take a long time. But, however, Bill Cosby is going to still be a popular figure in television, no matter what.
Sean, do
but
you agree?
But it's just his legacy hurt.
I sincerely disagree. Bill Cosby's reputation is dead. His reputation is in, it's as they say back in the day, it's dead and stinking in the water. And the reason is because whatever cachet he built up over all of these 50 or so years, with the 50 or 60 women that have cases either pending or have made accusations, we know in the world of any kind of sexual assault allegation, whether it's proven or not, minorities, especially African Americans who have been accused of doing something, it's very rare that they get their reputation back. Bill Cosby's name and recognition for all the things that he's done have been dragged through a lot over the last, what did we say, 3 years, 2 years or so?
I think about the past three years.
Yes. And these kinds of things, these rumors that had initially started as rumors, have been going along for 30 years or so. It's just now that they're being highlighted. With everything that we know about the deposition and all the other things that are there, we know that Bill Cosby is basically the equivalent of poison in Hollywood. What all the people that I saw on Twitter, people from Hollywood, well, just because he got a mistrial doesn't mean he's not guilty. All it means is that enough people in the jury room said he was guilty, and enough people in the jury room said he was either innocent or not guilty, and they just couldn't come up with a definitive, I agree with you on every single count that we need, which is the reason why they went back and forth with the judge to find out what the case is. Second of all, as you talked about Camille Cosby, his wife, they've been married over 50 years, she dumped all over the jury and the judge, and this was her quote. How do I describe the district attorney? Heinously and exploitively ambitious. How do I describe the judge? Overtly and arrogantly collaborating with the district attorney. How do I describe the counsels for the accuser? Totally unethical. how do I describe many but not all general media? Blatantly vicious entities that continually disseminated intentional omissions of truths for the primary purpose of greedily selling sensationalism at the expense of a human life. So she basically put it, she's standing up for her husband, who, by the way, she's his business manager. So she does have something invested monetarily in making sure her husband stays
out
of
jail.
The
boss.
She's the boss. She's responsible for making, for helping the Bill Cosby image the way it is. So for keeping that on the table and then dumping all over everybody and saying, look, this is my husband. He may be a philanderer, but he's not a criminal. And you have all of these things that are out there, and Anitra brought it up. There was no forensic evidence brought up in the case, so it's very hard to prove. That does not mean that he didn't do what he did, especially with the deposition. He admitted that he's given women quaaludes for sex. So there's no coming back from this. He's 79 years old. He's not going to come back from this.
Wow. So basically, his legacy is over, and let the man just die in peace.
Well, can I add in something that somebody that my brother, Dr. Thomas, just sent a link to the show. And, Rodney, I got to read it to you. He said this. He said that Bill Cosby is old, not in the best of health. His reputation will never be the same. He is now viewed as someone that is not good. Agree, guys?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, the sad part is he's done so many great things, but it's become almost null and void now in the face of everything that has happened since. He's lost that cachet and connection to the community. And at some point, the community, that because they just started showing some of his Cosby Show repeats on certain cable
companies.
Did. Let's see how long that lasts.
What's done is done. Yeah, go ahead, K-Dog.
Yeah, sorry for interrupting, but also I wanted to point out, like, in my place of employment, like, there's the famous Wall of Fame from NBC Studios. Like, they have every star that starred in NBC. And before this trial started, Bill Cosby's picture was one of them on that board. And ever since this whole scandal started with Bill Cosby, they quickly removed his picture off of that wall. And also, I just wanted to say that, Anitra, I agreed 100% with what you said about Bill Cosby, because people, as soon as they hear about Bill Cosby, immediately, Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable of The Cosby Show. Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable was just a character he played on the show. He's not Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable. He's Bill Cosby. You know, and a lot of people have said this about Bill Cosby. He's not that jovial type of character that you see on television.
I think his reputation may have had a chance if he owned it.
Right.
Because this all happened over 30 years ago. If he may have owned it and be like, listen, I was an asshole then. I've matured over the years. You know, if he would have owned his shit, then he may have possibly had a chance.
Because I know people who have I know some people who said that they personally met Bill Cosby, and they said he's the nastiest person you've ever met. There's nothing nice about
him. He's old. He's an old man from the old.
Even when he was in the Cosby Show, they said he had a very nasty attitude. They said he was very unapproachable.
Yeah, but a lot of celebrities don't want to be bothered. That's not here or there. That has nothing to do with your actual character.
But,
sometimes
but his,
when you're leaving, when you're walking down the street, you don't want a mob of people approaching you. That's normal.
Right. But
however,
go ahead. However, like I said, you have to that's the difference between him and that character he played on TV. Totally different type of people.
But Kato, you need to understand that some people at Bill Cosby's status, he's entitled to that. Well, you're number one, and because you guys know where I work at, and you work with celebrities all the time, and you'd be surprised when people keep bothering you over and over. It could be the friendliest way. Sometimes it could be the nastiest way. If you don't want to be bothered, You don't want to be bothered. Like Sean and I talked about a few weeks ago, a few months ago, about the Steve Harvey email that he sent to the staff, knowing that they're about to lose their job. He don't want to be bothered. He don't have to explain himself to anybody. Steve Harvey.
Yep, exactly.
There's a certain type of level of entitlement. Steve Harvey is one of those guys. He don't have to answer to no one. If he want to be nasty to people, so be it, you know. But we got 14 more minutes. I want to go to the last topic, not the murder topic. I want to talk about a little bit about the Minnesota officer, because I know Milton S. was going on a rampage on social media about, you know, white supremacy and the system doesn't work. Once again, Minnesota, I did not catch his name, but the officer was found guilty, not guilty, excuse me, of killing on Facebook Live.
I think his
Hello
last
Castle.
Name is Yanez. I think it's his last
Yanez.
Name.
A Spanish name. Keep that in mind, people. I don't know if it's Puerto Rican or but Spanish name. But what made it is nothing new about a cop being found not guilty. Protests happen, riots,
story
whatever.
Story never changes.
The story never changes. But like I asked Sean earlier, you notice that the media, when they talk about the killing, no one did not mention the race of the cop. Yes, it was a black guy that killed, but it was by Sean saying the last name, it was a Spanish guy. Do you find this ironic, Mauricio Cato, that race was not a factor in this case?
Well, this is my take on it, is that the story never changes when it comes to black people being murdered by police officers. And
no,
in
but,
this
but,
case...
But Cato, you did not listen to the question.
Oh, the, no,
was,
I'm getting
it,
to
it
the answer.
It was not by a white person.
Right.
This cop
right.
was
no,
white.
I'm getting to the answer. I'm getting to the answer right now. It really, you know, when it comes to the race of the police officer who did the shooting, if it's a white person, they'll say that, oh, the officer was white. But when it's not, but if it's a non-white, they won't address it. They'll just put it in a sentence. Because in this particular case, this cop was not a white cop. He was a Latino who committed this crime. And
that's
you
not
know,
always true. Because when that four-year-old was shot in Chicago, I think it was like sometime last year, it was a black kid with a black cop. That was all over the headlines that the cop was black. So that's not always
well,
true.
The same thing. Well, the same thing
race.
With... Right.
I'm
they
just saying,
right. The racist...
They have not built racial tension because they have not mentioned any race in it.
Right.
But once again, in our stories in the past, we always talk about a white cop killing a black guy. You know, so they could build the racial tensions among us.
Well, I could give you another example. Look at when Sean Bell was killed. Two of the cops who committed the shooting were black. And it was only one white cop that was involved. And you saw how that case went.
Yeah. And that was quite some time ago, actually.
Yeah, with Sean Bell.
Yeah, but Sean, Cato, you talk about something that happened in New York, in Queens,
right.
a long time ago. I'm talking
no, but
about
I'm just
right
saying,
now. Right now, we saw
right.
a right now, we just witnessed of live killing on social media,
right.
you know, because the guy said, I have a gun and I have a license for it. And he was reaching for his license. The cop think that he probably was reaching for his gun. So he shot the cop. He shot the guy. And we saw
and
a live
the guy
nut.
Was even, the guy was like, you know, Philando Castile sitting in the car with his girlfriend. And I'm glad that the girlfriend pulled out the phone to put it on Facebook Live to see what happened, because Philando Castile wasn't trying to commit any harm against the police officer. He just told the police officer that I'm licensed to carry a gun, and all he was doing, he just said like this, you know, let me take it out. He wasn't trying to harm the police officer, and the police officer being trigger happy, yes, I will say trigger happy.
How do you know? Was you there? Was you there? Were you there?
Well, saw it on the video, the way he was standing there. Oh, I told him not to move. I'm like, the girlfriend said there was absolutely no reason for the police officer to open fire on him the way he did.
And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't his daughter in the back seat of the car?
Yeah, his daughter was in the back seat of
so
the car.
So you have a child who's a witness to the father's murder. You have
exactly.
everything on camera, and everything's on social media. to say that the
That's
cop was trigger happy, yeah, I would agree with that.
He did. He was trigger happy.
Yeah, but the reason why I keep bringing this up because, once again, you know the stereotypes about a black man all the time, especially with cops. You know the tension between black people and cops, whether the cops are yellow, blue, green, whatever.
It doesn't matter because they see color. We all know what it means, DWB driving while black or WB walking while black.
The same female cop killed the black man that had his back turned.
Exactly.
Told him to go to the car, and she thought that he was going to be a threat, so she killed him after being shot in the back. So a lot of police officers that are in that situation either feel a certain way because of either the size of an African American or the color of their skin or whatever stereotype that they have within that set tends to go off into a certain direction.
Okay, hold on. I have another caller, guys. 930, you're on the air.
Good evening.
I knew it would be him.
Milton X, brother.
Well,
Hello.
I'll make this quick. I mean, the Philando Castile case. The man obviously was being the law and doing the things that he needed to do. According to Minnesota gun control laws, you know, he had a permit and everything.
He was compliant.
Right. But, you know, the thing is that he didn't realize is he's black. So that all the laws don't apply really to black folk like that.
So
remember, this man was pulled over at least 46 times.
So I'm sorry, before you continue, in other words, he had no choice. It was bound to happen because he's black.
Bound to happen because, you know, a lot of these so-called police, or I call them race soldiers out here, you know, are basically executing black men and black women, like the sister up there in Seattle. I forget her name right now, but it just happened about a couple of days ago, sister up there in Seattle. Black men, black women, black children. This is what it
Constant.
Is.
The story never changes, man.
And listen. You don't hear the NRA making a whole big deal out of it neither, because his Second Amendment rights were violated. But you don't hear about that.
But he was shot by a Latino guy. That's the thing.
That means hold on. Let's be honest about the Latinos, okay?
Oh, boy.
A lot of them have white supremacist tendencies themselves. So you see a shot by a Latino cop, that's going to be, you know, most likely a white Latino, whatever have you. That means absolutely nothing here.
Did a Latino have an agenda against black people too? Just like white people?
Let's be honest. Everybody has an agenda against black people. Back in the words of John Henry Clark, we have no friends. We have no allies. We don't. And it's about time black folk realize this shit.
Sean, take over.
And it's always been this way. You can stick your head in the sand.
Go ahead.
You can stick your head in the sand and try to ignore it like a lot of black folk try to do. But facts are facts. And when it comes down to it, black people have been systematically executed here for decades. Now, the only thing different now is it's on social media. So we see more of it.
Well, okay, that part I agree with. Now it's on social media. Now we see it for ourselves. Yes, I agree on that part.
And
but
guess
still,
what?
Still trying...
does anything happen to the police officers? Nope.
No.
But the story never changes, man. It ain't going to change. Listen, constantly, we hear of black men, black women being shot and killed by a police officer,
right.
Young black children being killed by a police officer, and guess what? What happens? They have a trial. And I don't even, to be honest with you, I don't even consider it that much of a trial because guess what? We all know how the story ends. The police officer is found not guilty.
And you know why, K-Dog? Let's be honest, K-Dog, about something. The police and the prosecution are on the same team. So you think they're going to go that hard against the police? No.
Okay. Sonny Chibi, your thoughts on this? Do you believe some of it or Milton is saying? Or is 50-50?
I mean, is there racist bias? Of course there is. That's never going to change. The only way you're going to change people's opinions of other people is if you re-educate them. I've been saying this the longest time. If you stop, you know, telling people that this one's better than this one, we're better separated than together, none of that works since history. We have to re-educate people to realize that we're all the same at the end of the fucking day.
See, this is
the
thing.
It's our backgrounds, it's our cultures that make us interesting. It's our culture, our different cultures that make us want to learn more about other people. It's supposed to be a good thing, not a bad thing.
And although that is correct assertion, but the problem with that is that when you have people like Donald Trump, who is the actual most powerful person in the nation, saying otherwise with his policies, as opposed to he'll say one thing, but he's doing the complete opposite with his policies, that doesn't help with the education part. I agree with you on the education part.
Well, Sean, it's like this. Donald Trump is a white supremacist. You cannot educate white supremacists. You must punish them. The reason why this happens to black folk a lot of times is because we are vulnerable, because we don't have an economy. We don't have the means or the resources to punish those that harm us, and that's the problem. You don't see this much in the Jewish community because they have resources and they own things, so they can't really go on their property like that and cause damage. It don't happen that much in the Asian community because, again, they have resources and they have an economy. Black folk don't have an economy like that. We're too dependent on the people that are oppressing us. That's why you have what you have.
And we'll still continue that way.
Yeah,
well,
that has to change.
You know,
because
we
have to create our own thing.
Okay.
That's the problem. All right,
guys.
Sorry, K-Dog.
Yeah. My time now. You got 2 minutes left. Sorry. All right. Oh, wow. Very interesting show. Milton X, welcome back. It's been a while, you know. Well, Milton X, K-Dog, guys, thank you so much. And let's do this again next week.
Oh,
peace
yeah.
Out.
Yes. Peace.
All right.
Laters.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. We got 2 minutes left. I got to talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z and those twins. Those pictures of
Lord,
the twins look fabulous.
Why do we care about this?
No. The crazy part is, the drama about this is Beyonce's father tweeted the news that they had a baby, and the Beehive, the Beyonce fans, went crazy and haywire. Like, how dare he make that announcement and not Beyonce or Jay-Z? Why do we care? We don't care. But it's like, really, guys? This is news? This is, people are getting upset because someone made an announcement?
Are these the only people that are going to be watching the real side chicks of Charlotte or whatever the heck the name of that show was we talked about last week?
Are these the same
people that are going to be watching that million, Bachelor in Paradise where they suspended everything because somebody had a sexual tryst while drunk and they had to suspend it for millions and millions of dollars? I mean, this is the same kind of...
Well, these are the same people.
It's not like her publicist made the announcement or a friend. It is her father. This is the man who's responsible for her being. This is her father. She probably asked him. She just pushed two human beings out of her body.
No, these are the same
people
that asked for these are the same people that asked for the black and the brown rainbows to add it, colors to be added to the rainbow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am the Hot Rod with the one, the only,
Sean Black and
Anitra B.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
You know what? Anitra B and Sean Black need to get together and have twins and name them Rodney and Ronita.
Oh, Lord.
I think you should go jerk off with scissors.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
She told you.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure was all
yours.
Good night, gentlemen.
And you know what I need to be? Go.
What?
Have a nice night.
Yes. Bye.
Have a nice night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.